Okay, the first two prakim of Megillah we discussed on the halachas of Mikra Megillah. We discussed the dates on which you read the Megillah. We discussed when during the day you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. We discussed what happens if you read the Megillah out of order or taking breaks, things like that. Now, the Mishnayos for the third and fourth prakim go on to discuss the halachas of Kriyas Hatar. Now, the way that we have the Mishnayos in the Gemara is first, we have for the third parak is a discussion about Kriyas Hatar, and then there's a discussion about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. However, the way that we have the order of the Mishnayos in the book of Mishnayos itself, we have it like the Rif and the Rambam, where first we have a discussion about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses for the third parak, and then we segue into the discussion about Kriyas Hatar. So now, the Mishnah, the underlying principle for the opening Mishnah of the third parak is Malin Bekodesh Vein Marin, and that we go up in Kedusha, we don't go down. What do I mean? So let's take a look. The Mishnah says, B'nei Ha'ir Shemachru Ruchova Shel Ir. If you have the residents of a city that sold the street, the square, the town square of that city, what do you do with the money that you've obtained from that sale? So the Mishnah says, Lochen Medamav Basic Nesses, you use the money to buy a shul. Why do you use the money to buy a shul? So this is because, according to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, the city, the town square of the city, has some Kedusha. Why does it have Kedusha? It has Kedusha because they used to congregate in the town square on Tanius and Mamalos days, when they would cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone would gather together to daven. And so because of that, that left some kedusha on the town square. So now when you sell the town square, the money that you have obtained from that sale has kedusha. So what do you do with that money? So you have to use it to buy something of greater kedusha. So what has greater kedusha than a town square? A shul. So that's why the Mishnah says, use the money that you've obtained from selling a town square in order to buy a shul. Now let's say you sell a shul, basic nesses. So if you sold a shul, so what do you use the money for? So you have to buy something of greater kedusha. What is greater kedusha than a shul? So the Mishnah says, lochen teva, you buy a teva, you buy a box. What box are we talking about? We're talking about the Arna Kodesh. Okay, well let's say teva. Let's say you sell the Arna Kodesh. Lochen mitpachos. So then what has greater kedusha than an Arna Kodesh? Use the money to buy mitpachos, to buy the wrappings for the Sefer Torah that came into direct contact with the Sefer Torah. Okay, so what is greater kedusha than the mitpachos? Mitpachos, if you sell the mitpachos, those wrappings for the Sefer Torah, lochen sfarim, you buy books. What books are we talking about? So this is actually talking about, at least according to Rashi, he's talking about Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So, which are presumably written on scrolls, they're written on parchment. So that parchment itself has, those Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim have greater Kedusha than the wrappings used to wrap Sifrei Torah. Of course, the Rambam understands that when it says, Lochen Sfarim, you buy Sfarim in the Mishnah, that's not Nevi'im Ksuvim, that's the Chumashim meaning to say the individual scrolls of Bereishis, Shmos, etc. Okay, now, let's say you sell Sfarim, so then what do you use that money for? Lochen Torah, use the money obtained to buy a Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah has greater Kedusha than the Sfarim. Okay, now, Avalim Machru Torah, but let's say they sold a Sefer Torah. Lo Yechu Sfarim, they may not use the money obtained from selling that Sefer Torah to buy Sfarim, to buy Sefer Nevi'im and Ksuvim, or for the Rambam, to buy Chumashim. Why not? Because that would be a downgrading Kedusha, right? We said only Malin Bekodesh Vein Moridin. Let's say you sold Sfarim, so Lo Yechu Mitpachas, you're not allowed to buy Mitpachas, you're not allowed to buy the wrappings for a Sefer Torah. Mitpachas, if you sold the wrappings for a Sefer Torah, Lo Yechu Teva, they may not buy an Arna Kodesh. Teva, if they sold an Arna Kodesh, Lo Yechu Beis HaKnesses, they may not buy a shul. Beis HaKnesses, if they sold a shul, Lo Yechu Tzerachov, they may not buy the town square. Okay, why not for all these cases? Because these would be downgrades in Kedusha. Now, the Mishnah says, V'chein b'mosrein, and the same thing holds true for their leftover money. What does that mean? So, as we said in the Mishnah, whenever you sell something, you have to buy something of superior Kedusha. So if you sold the town square, you have to use the money to buy a shul. Well, let's say you sold the town square for $100, and the shuls are on sale now for $50. So now you buy a shul, you have $50 left over. What do you use it for? Can you use it to buy something of inferior Kedusha? The answer is no. All the money that you've obtained from selling that town square have to be used for buying something of greater Kedusha. Okay, so now the Mishnah goes on and says, Ein mochen eshel rabim layachid. You're not allowed to sell something that belongs to the rabim, to the masses, to the tzibor. You're not allowed to sell that. You're not to a yachid, to an individual. Now, what are we talking about? According to the Ran, we're talking about a shul. That if you have a shul that belongs to the rabbim, to the tzibur, you're not allowed to sell it to an individual for the shul to be used by only an individual. According to the Yerushalmi understands that really we're talking about Sefer Torah. If you have a Sefer Torah that belongs to the rabbim, you're not allowed to sell it to an individual. Okay, now, Mipnei Shema Ridin Osama Kedusha. So why are you not allowed to do that? Because you are downgrading it from its Kedusha. How are you downgrading it from its level of Kedusha? Because if something is used by the Rabbim, it would be a downgrading Kedusha to sell it to Yachid for it to be used only by the Yachid, the Kedusha that's associated with a Shul or a Sefer Torah that's used by the Rabbim is greater than the Kedusha that's associated with a shul or a sefer Torah that's used by a yachid. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's, of course, though, only the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lo, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Imken, but if that's correct, that you're not allowed to sell a shul, let's say, that belonged to the rabbim to an individual, to be used by the individual, so then aflo mi'er gedola le'er kadana, then you also shouldn't be allowed to sell a shul that belongs to a large city to a small city. Why not? Because again, the whole idea of rov am, that the more people using something, the greater kedusha there is. So if that were true, then you shouldn't be allowed to sell a shul from a large community to a smaller community. But we know that that's not true. You are allowed to sell a shul from a larger community to a smaller community, and so therefore the same thing would hold true for selling a shul that belonged to a rabbim to selling it to a yachid or a sefer Torah, perhaps. Okay. So now let's just speak out the Mishnah very briefly. The Mishnah's underlying principle is the concept of Malin Bekodesh Vein Maridin. We only upgrade in Kedusha, don't downgrade. And so therefore, if you sell something of lower Kedusha, you have to buy something of greater Kedusha. So if you sell town square, you buy a shul. If you sell a shul, you buy an aron. If you sell an aron, you buy mitpachos. You buy the wrappings for Sefer Torah. If you sell the wrappings for Sefer Torah, you buy Sefer Nevi'im Ksuvim or Chumashim. If you sell Sefer Nevi'im Ksuvim or Chumashim, then you buy a Sefer Torah. But if you sold a Sefer Torah, you may not but use the money to buy Sfarim. If you sold Sfarim, you can't use the money to buy Mitpachos. If you sold Mitpachos, you can't use the money to buy an Aron. If you sold an Aron, you can't use the money to buy a Shul. And if you sold a Shul, you can't use the money to buy a Rechov, a town square. Now what happens, though, with the leftover money, if you sold any one of these things, let's say you sold a shul and you wanted to use the money to buy an aron, but you had leftover money. So what do you do with the leftover money? You also can't use that leftover money to buy something of inferior kedusha. Now the Mishnah ends off though with the machlokas tanaim regarding selling something that belongs to the rabbim to an individual. Excuse me. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says you're not allowed to sell, let's say, a shul or a sefer Torah that belonged to the rabbim in order to be used by a yachid. But because he understands that if something used by the rabbim, that has greater kedusha than something to be used by a yachid. However, the Chachamim disagree. They say that if that were true, you shouldn't be allowed to sell a shul that belongs to a large community to be sold to a smaller community. But that's not true. Okay.